Hey, it's TJ, and my sweet wife, Jody, said to me the other day, "Hey, since you're such a big shot with Cozy Earth, why don't you get me one of those Luxe bathrobes?" And I said, "I would love to, my treasure." And you know, since I'm Cozy Earth's best influencer, I get that big 41% discount on everything they have at Cozy Earth. You'll get that same discount just because you know me. Just make sure you use my name, TJ, as the code when you go to tjriggins.com/deals. The name TJ lets them know that you're with me and you get that big 41% discount. And everything at Cozy Earth is luxurious.
The regular recommended daily dose of funny is just not enough. Thankfully, we have extra funny with TJ and Riggins.
Yay, yay.
So, Lindsay, averted disaster today? Is that what you call it when you have to get out of the way of a disaster?
Yeah.
You averted it?
Yeah.
I would not know this because I do not shop at Starbucks. I don't like it. I don't like the way they are so goofy. I don't like the long lines.
Yeah.
And I'm just a good old American cup of coffee from Colombia. American coffee from Colombia.
American way.
But they have to write "have a nice day" on your cup now when you go in there.
It's part of their wanting to appear like your local community coffee place. That's like their big push. And one part of that is make sure you write on every single cup something personal.
Okay. Well, here's the potential disaster today. Lindsay is wearing a bright pink jumper and they wrote that on her cup. And it was smearing everywhere. Mm-hmm. Now, if you'd have just been grabbing that on the way to, you know, a regular job and you were drinking it in your car and you're talking on the phone, whatever you're doing, that could have easily gotten all over your pink jumper.
100%. And when I sat down, I thought, what is all over my hands? It was black. What's all over my hands? And then I went, it was smeared all down. So it just took a dry erase marker. Like, what are you doing?
Now, I wonder if you can tell them, please don't write anything on the cup.
Probably.
Or they'll say, "I'm sorry, we have to, or we'll get fired. I have to write something." And it has to be nice.
Has to be nice. Yeah.
Please don't write anything.
Your outfit. But you know how you said they're trying to be like your American cafe, whatever. A normal cafe, or, you know, even back in the day, wherever you'd go to get coffee, they'd never write anything on your...
Mm-mm. But... I'm thinking that the people that work at Starbucks have been so conditioned by, you know, the transformations in society that they can't actually say those words with a smile and make you feel like they mean it.
Right.
So that's why they have to write it, you know, and if they had their way about it, they'd probably just want to text it to you.
Yeah. I was going to say, because I don't ever have an interaction with them now that I think about it.
No. But would you want to?
Nah. Well, I mean, maybe
they look like freaks to me.
I might want it over what just happened to me, but I will say when I picked it up and I went, "Oh my God, you have a great day!" I like yelled it down to it because I didn't really see her.
Uh-huh.
It was nice, but a Sharpie would have been nice.
I mean, would a Sharpie write? Would it stay on a wet cup with iced coffee in it? I don't even know if that would stay on a plastic cup.
Yeah, maybe not.
Maybe they have someone at the end doing one of those label makers and type it in, "Have a great day." Yeah. Put it on there.
I wonder how much extra that would cost. I mean, you know, they'd raise the price of coffee to pay for that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, they're already sticking something on there.
Just write it on there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
They personalize the experience at Trader Joe's as well. If you've ever shopped there, the cashier usually, I say flirt, but they're always very just kind of...
Yeah.
What's the word? Not boisterous. But yeah, they'll kind of flirt with you a little bit. And I think Starbucks is looking at that like, "Oh, we've seen how that works in Trader Joe's. People seem to like that."
Well, this is how sad the life of an old married couple is. Jody has been trying to find a day that she and I can take the day and go to Trader Joe's.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I've never been to a Trader Joe's.
Never?
Really?
No. Because isn't it liberal? Isn't it very liberal?
Is it?
Like... You know, but I've been to, I like the hot bar at Whole Foods.
Yeah.
It's okay. And I laugh at them. You know, I love to sit and watch from afar, watch liberals in their natural habitat and see how they, you know, how they eat and look at each other and how scared they always look about everything that's going on.
Oh, life is scary.
So, you know, shifty.
Yeah. They're super sweet at Trader Joe's.
They're really sweet.
Yeah. Hmm. But you'll like it because it's like all snacks.
Yeah.
If you just want to get snacks, they've got the funkiest, craziest, most delicious snacks out there.
You know, I love a sesame stick.
Yes. Yeah.
Mm, and I've had sesame sticks that somebody has given me from Trader Joe's.
Yeah. I love Trader Joe's.
They won't tackle me down when I walk in and they'll say, hey, the most conservative person we've ever seen, just set off the alarms.
They might.
They might.
You know, they have scanners.
Hit you with a blow dart.
Conservative scanners.
Yeah. Here you
go. Oh, this one's red hot. Red hot.
Yeah, they're going to notice you
get
for
him,
sure.
Get him.
We're going to ask you to kindly leave.
And I say they're liberal. I don't know that they are, but everything seems to lean that way.
Yeah.
The parking lots are crazy in all Trader Joe's. I don't know what it is about it, but they're just nuts. It's packed and
how
crazy.
More accidents don't happen in that parking lot.
I don't know.
Shocking.
Every Trader Joe's I've been to, the parking lot situation is insane.
Yeah.
And it's always packed.
Sounds like a fun day.
Yeah. I mean,
you're going to have a blast.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we'll just go and we'll take your one of your Yetis and we'll just, you know, because it's a long drive if we get meat or anything. Or
whatever. Oh, is it?
Well, it's in Charlotte, the closest one.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God. It's near me. Oh, my God.
Yeah, so it would be a long.
Let's make a day. Let's make a day.
Go to Trader Joe's.
Well, or how about Jody just go down and meet you?
Perfect.
And leave me out of it.
Because I can walk to my local Trader Joe's. Let's go.
Can you?
Yeah.
Nice.
I do it all the time. Mm-mm-mm. Except walking back's hard. When
with all the wine samples.
Yeah.
Wasted.
When I lived in the city, I was going to this local grocery store, but it was like half a mile back. And somebody was like, just get a wagon. I was like, you will not catch me walking the streets with a wagon. Well, that lasted about 2 weeks. I was like, I'm getting that damn wagon.
Yeah.
And you just kind of grit your teeth, grit your teeth and bear it because you're like, I can't carry these back to my apartment.
Yeah.
Do you remember how much I roasted Ace when they moved into that uptown apartment and he was just telling a story and nonchalantly said, and then you're pulling your wagon back from Whole Foods or whatever.
What a dork.
I said, what?
I know.
No. I said, hang on a minute. You're pulling a wagon down the sidewalk in the middle of the city and it's got all your groceries in it and stuff.
Could you imagine 6'4" redhead pulling a wagon full of groceries?
I even pointed out, I was like, you don't even see people like over 35 in the city, like no kids and no people older than 35. Was, I don't care. I like it there.
50-year-old man.
Yeah. Just like thought. With a wagon full of Trader Joe's groceries.
Love that.
It's funny.
In a Kangol hat.
Yeah.
No, he was
looking like Russell Simmons.
Oh, gosh. I just cannot imagine.
Yeah. Well, that's going to be you at Trader Joe's looking through all the organic peppermint sticks. And
I'm not going to be pulling a wagon.
We'll see.
I'm going to be loading it up into a gas guzzler to get out of there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your truck might not even fit in that parking lot. It's made for EVs and compact cars.
Yeah. Those spots are tiny.
Super small. They're not ready for a diesel.
Yeah.
Big Daddy Diesel.
Now, do they have a hot bar kind of thing the way Whole Foods does?
Not the ones I've been in.
No.
And that's another thing. When Ace first discovered Whole Foods hot bar, he came in after he'd been a couple of times. And he goes, you know, just because it's at Whole Foods doesn't mean that it's clean, that it's not fattening. I said, really? What gave that away?
Yeah.
The fact that there was some stuff in there fried.
Yeah. Or like Gouda mac and cheese.
And barbecue smoked sausage.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I said, it can be organic and still be fake. He goes, I had no idea. I'm in there just tanking up, thinking, hey, it's a clean meal. I'm not, you know.
God.
It's very Ace.
Yeah.
That is very Ace.
Love that.
There's fat free.
There's an even more bougie grocery store out in California. It's called Erewhon. And they sell these $20 smoothies and stuff. But the latest reason they've gone viral is because they have a strawberry that costs $19. A single strawberry, $19. And they've sold out for weeks. People are trying it out.
It's I see those influencers doing it.
Oh, yeah. It's a perfectly grown strawberry from Japan.
You know what I love? The new, trend of the white strawberries. No, really, they're just not ripened strawberries. And you're paying $25
for it. Crappy strawberry.
Yeah. And they're like, these aren't that good. Yeah, no.
No duh.
People are so stupid.
Yeah.
What is that girl from California, that crazy one that's a conservative that my daughter thinks is funny? HRH.
Oh, HRH Collection.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's nuts. Yeah. I love her, though.
Yeah. She'll go off on stuff like that. It's yeah. Crazy.
Wait,
like,
what's her name?
She has a jewelry line, and I think her social media and all is named what her jewelry line is.
Gotcha.
HRH Collectibles.
I'm going to have to look her
HRH. You just call her HRH. You would laugh your ass off at her.
Is she older, younger? What's
She's
her?
Your age.
Okay.
Yeah.
I need to look her up.
But she'll sit in her car and just like rant and blah, 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 and then off to the next subject. And you really do think that she needs to be corralled a little bit with her thoughts, because she's just all over the place chasing rabbits.
Yeah.
And then she does the funny, like when she's talking, and these liberals are like, I can't. And she does her hands like this when she's talking like liberals. I get triggered when I see that. Oh, get over yourself.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny. Yeah.
She's obsessed with her weight. She's always trying to lose weight. She's really funny. One day she was eating just a plain baked potato in the car, and she's like, I'm tired of you haters telling me I can't eat a baked potato. Mind your own effing business, you bitch.
Oh,
so crazy. She's nuts.
See, I don't know if I – some people like that – drive me insane. Like, I can't, if she's here, you know,
it's a lot to take in.
Yeah. I gotta.
But she said one time in there, yeah, you know, okay, if you want to lose weight, you can lose weight. You know what I had for lunch today? A pickle.
Yeah.
Eat a pickle.
Yeah. The whole time she's like, I look fat. Even though
Is she big?
No.
Oh. No.
But I think she lost a lot of weight earlier in her life. So she's like deathly is scared of getting bigger again.
Sure.
Yeah, and the only thing that I think she's entertaining, you know, but her videos are too long.
Yeah, they're like hour long.
Yeah, she's on YouTube and she'll.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She's a character.
Mm-hmm. Huh. She was on Dr. Phil.
Yeah.
No one time.
Yeah.
About influencing or her collection? No,
it was about, I think it was about politics.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, and then, you know, when you're the odd man out in politics and where you live and where you're always. So a conservative, outspoken conservative woman in L.A., mm-hmm. You don't find many of those.
No.
Mm-hmm. All right, we got more coming up.
More Extra Funny next.
Hey, I'm Riggins, and I'm not a foot freak like those weirdos on the internet, but I am a freak about footwear. My dad sold socks for decades, and I know everything about feet. I'm not kidding. And now I'm super excited to tell you about Tico Socks, one of the most eco-friendly outdoor brands in the world. Tico Socks are designed for all your adventures, running, walking, hiking, skiing, cycling. Experience the comfort and durability of Tico Socks on your next adventure. Head over to tjriggins.com/deals and use promo code TJ to save 15% off your Tico Socks order.
There's a new TJ and Riggins show each weekday morning at the new TJRiggins.com. Sponsored by our new favorite non-alcoholic cocktail, RSRV Collective. Get 30% off using code TJ at the deals page at TJRiggins.com.
Welcome to Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
Meow, meow.
Hello.
I saw this story this morning where this woman in Florida and her boyfriend, who is, I think she's in her 40s and he's in his 60s. They have an on-again, off-again, tumultuous relationship. And she had been arrested because they were arguing. And then she stripped off all of her clothes. And then he pushed her outside to get away from him because she was trying to attack him. And she picked up a conch shell in the yard that was out there and threw it at him and cut his hand and his face and all that. And so they arrested her.
Ooh.
And that makes me like, what is it with people who go nuts? They want to take off their clothes before they go nuts on somebody.
Mm-hmm.
It's like they don't want to mess their clothes up. I don't know. It is odd.
Is it just like saying, this is how crazy I am right now. You're dealing with the whole thing.
Yeah.
I don't even want my clothes on. I don't care.
Maybe you're just like, your endorphins run, you get hot, and you're like, I gotta just get all this stuff off of me.
Not one time I can think of me wanting to take my clothes off.
I know.
It's more embarrassing for you to see me naked and mad than just mad.
Like, I watch a lot of fight videos on X.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much all that pops up. politics and fights.
A lot of fight videos.
Yeah. And I'll be watching them, and all of a sudden the fight starts, and one of the guys has to back away to take off his shirt. Like, what are you, why are you worried about that attack? You worry about taking your shirt off?
Right.
What good is that doing?
You're wasting time.
Yeah.
Tops off, boys.
Yeah, are they always in good shape?
Not always, no. But most of the time. But it's not even a button-up shirt that they could rip off. It's like, stop, pull the T-shirt over their head.
Take
sometimes,
their hat off.
Yes, sometimes it's take a jacket off, mm-hmm. then the shirt, and yeah. then have to get back in there. Well, first of all, if I'm fighting somebody and they stop to take their shirt off, that's when I'm really going to go after them, when they got their shirt over their head.
Sure.
Got a call.
You know.
Because they can't see. Yeah.
Exactly.
No reason to fight fair. It's a street fight.
No way.
You got to win that.
Yeah. But you never see anyone with like a really big beer belly take their shirt off. And
yeah, they would usually, you know, in that situation, not even be wearing one to begin with.
Yeah.
True.
Out there in the yard with a glass of tea.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're fighting. You don't need that shirt.
Yeah. Yeah.
But when the arrest report for this lady, the story said that she had so many priors and so many domestic charges where she'd gone off on him, and there was one that she was not, I don't know if she was out on bail when this last arrest happened or if she was just awaiting charges to be filed from something that she had just done. I'm not sure, but anyway, she had something pending. So don't you, as the court system, finally look at the situation and go, all right, this person does not need to be among, you know, regular people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
After a certain point.
Yeah. I mean, if that means try them out in a minimum security or something, yeah. but just get them away from normal people.
Yeah.
But his old dumb ass is probably not pressing charges on her whenever she attacks him or something.
No. No, they're on again, off again. This is all tracking pretty well.
Yeah. He said on again, off again for years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This ain't their first rodeo of her throwing sea life at seashells at him.
Yeah. Mm.
In the yard.
Found a conch shell.
Take this. He's like, what the hell was that?
Yeah. I love conch fritters. Do y'all like conch fritters?
I don't know that I've ever had one.
I don't think I've ever had one either. Is it kind of like a hush puppy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But with conch meat in it.
Right. Okay.
Something that'll piss me off more than anything, a out-of-state person trying hush puppies for the first time and saying, it doesn't taste like anything. I see that so often.
Oh, God.
I just want to put them in a chokehold and
yeah.
shut up. Then don't say anything negative about it. I don't like that.
Yeah.
Well, see, and Riggins, that's why... I know you would love corn dogs if you ever tried them because yeah. it's a weenie covered in a hush puppy.
Yeah, I think I would like
basically,
it.
Basically, that's yeah. all it is.
And I love hush puppies.
Wait a second. You're telling me he's never had one?
Mm-mm.
Never had a corn dog.
No.
There's so many things I have never had, but a corn dog is like the top one that I want.
I
want
to try. I am floored. What? It's not hard to try one.
Well, they're not really in like restaurants. Like I just never had the opportunity. Like we didn't have them frozen.
We buy them every week at the grocery store.
Yeah, like we never had them I'm frozen in the house.
Oh my God, do we have a microwave back there?
Yeah,
I'm bringing
yeah,
one
I'm sure
in.
Sure, I would like it.
But I want for him to try the first one to be
good,
fried right out of the yeah. the grease and fresh and all that. Like they have them at Sonic, but Sonic's not cooking them by the time you. Leave it's Sonic's right down yeah. the road. So I'm going to have to bring in a deep fryer, I guess.
That's what has to happen.
Either that or hear me out. Charlotte State Fair's coming.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. One time
yeah, y'all should go to.
No, all of us. It's going to be a show. Yeah. Yeah. Y'all should go.
Going to the fair.
You wouldn't go just for the food for like 30 minutes
during the day.
Whenever.
Yeah. I go during the day. Just
during the day.
Eat. Yeah.
Okay. The Charlotte State Fair.
I just saw it on a billboard.
Is it really? In Charlotte or Raleigh?
I just saw Charlotte State Fair.
Oh.
I know Raleigh has one. I've been to that one, but mm-hmm. yeah. I don't know where it's located. I'm going to look it
yeah,
up.
Yeah, and I just know I would love it because, like, yeah, well, how could that be bad?
Mm-hmm. You're going to love
yeah, and that, last time I had mentioned this, like, I had two restaurants that reached out. We were like, we serve corn dogs. Please come and try a corn dog. I just never did it.
I'm floored right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you're from here.
Yeah, just never had them.
I'm looking one. This up right now. Should we do an outing, like a radio outing?
For corn dogs? Lindsay's not trying to go home at all, ever. Well, like, listen, we'll go get corn dogs.
She's acting like you just landed on the shores of U.S. America.
Yeah.
Our foreign exchange student has never had a corn dog.
Okay, guys. Opens April 10th.
Okay. That's well, okay. I mean, nice. But we could go. There are a lot of places that sell them in the restaurants and all.
Yeah, but they're not as good. Mm. And good news, it's in my hometown of Concord.
Mm. Mm. The Concord Fairgrounds.
Is it at the Speedway? I don't know. It looks kind of out that direction.
Is a fair corn dog a foot long corn dog, or is it just regular size corn dog?
You could probably get both. Yeah. I prefer a regular size corn dog. Easier to handle.
Said I like the big ones. You're like, I like
easier to get your mouth around it.
and funnel cakes. I mean, we gotta go.
Fair food's so good.
Doesn't Jenny's something about her mom like the fair?
Yeah, her whenever they live in Lincoln, Nebraska, and so whenever the fair is in town for the week, she eats lunch there every day.
Yeah, that's insane.
Either with somebody that decides they want to go with her, or by herself, she doesn't care.
Now, does Jenny like fair food too?
Oh God, yeah. Okay. Jenny likes all food.
Okay.
I want to know if her mom is ordering, like, is there one thing that she gets every day that she just like knows, or does she switch up the menu every day? Like, are there any things that she gets, like, I got to have a fresh lemonade every day, you know?
She probably gets a different main course every day.
Yeah.
But she's probably always getting at least a hot dog on the side.
Really? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or a funnel cake thing every day for dessert.
What about one of those corn? They like corn in Nebraska, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Those corn on the stick.
The first time I ever did a shrimp boil with little friend Jenny and handsome husband Michael, Jenny looked like the Tasmanian devil on those ears of corn that came out of that thing. I mean, just stripping them clean.
Oh my God.
Grabbing it's a Nebraska corn husker right there.
Oh yeah.
And she called it sweet corn. I love sweet corn.
Is it sweet corn? Yeah, I mean, that's what it is. Uh-huh, okay.
Yeah.
That's funny.
But it's not sweet after it's been boiling in those Cajun spices and stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
But
I love corn too, though.
She ate, I think, 7 ears of corn out of
that
pot.
Dang.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
She can put away some food. I'll give her that. Well, we're doing an outing.
We're going to the fair.
Mm-hmm.
Deal with it.
Deal with it.
But I mean, I think we should have Deep Fried Friday or something one day.
Sure.
And bring a deep fryer in here.
Yeah.
Like the station did Fireball Friday. We're having deep fried Friday.
Yeah. Deep Fried Friday. Yeah. And corn dogs. And I'll make some apple pies, fried apple pies.
Love it.
Yeah.
All that stuff.
I saw a video on the internet yesterday of a woman. She made a chicken sandwich, like fried chicken sandwich, but the buns were, she took oatmeal cream pies, dipped them in like funnel cake batter and deep fried them. Ugh. Those were the buns.
Gross.
Is that even food at that? Oatmeal cream pies as the buns with fried chicken in the middle?
Actually. Well, I'd try it.
It was this tall.
I sweet mean, and like, salty. Yeah, I'd try it.
But I don't like the sweet and savory combination at the, you know, I want to eat the savory, then the sweet after as something separate.
Yeah, like a dessert.
But
like
I always have to have something sweet after everything. Mm-hmm. You know,
yeah.
If it's just a bite.
Mm-hmm.
And, but yeah, I mean, when I see people making burgers out of donuts, stuff like that.
Yeah, that I'm not really into.
Especially wouldn't it be so messy?
Yeah.
Having to hold a donut like a hamburger bun.
Yeah.
With all the glaze and stuff on it.
If I'm at a fair, like at the Concord Fair or whatever, I'm going to try one of those things, but that's not something I would want to make at my house on my own. Like,
no. Yeah.
But I'm if somebody has, anything. Like, here, do you want to try this donut burger? I'm like, all right, let me get a bite of that. Just out of curiosity.
Yeah, sure.
Lindsay, do you like corn dog bites?
I love corn dog anything. Yeah.
Because they make them, Riggins, with little, like they cut the weenies up into small pieces and then put the cornmeal around it and fry them just so they're like poppers, corn dog poppers.
I'd like that too.
Yeah, they're always in our fridge. Mm-hmm. I think the brand is State Fair.
Oh, is it?
What we buy, yeah. They're pretty good.
There's a restaurant in Charlotte that only cooks fair food. That's all they serve. It's a fair food, right? You showed me that, Riggins.
Yeah.
How
that's all they all
this?
Year round. Funnel cakes,
well,
hot
what are
dogs.
You waiting on? We got to do this. Yeah. I really just want one, so I'm trying to get you to do it.
She's like, I got them in my freezer all the time, but we got to go get
but
one.
We have to go to
Concord to get one.
It's Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins. Prime Plus members get extra, extra funny, commercial-free versions of all the shows and more. Sign up at TJRiggins.com. Thank you for joining us. This is TJ and Riggins.